You're on Daf Ayin Zayin Amid Aleph. Amalei Ravina L'Rabbe. This is by the small Dalid of the Ein Mishpat. Little after a third of the Amid. Amalei Ravina L'Rabbe Mislakeit Mahu. Let us see Rashi. Mislakeit Mahu Basar Hanoisar Lechasis Horoib Eina Yachad. The Basar that is covering Roiv of the Etzem. So the Roiv Eina Yachad. It's not the Basar is not together. Elakan Ma'at Vikan Ma'at Saviv Etzem. There's a little bus over here, a little bus over there. If you'll be mitzaref, add together all the pieces of bus, you have roiv hekev. The shaila is it necessary that should be one chaticha of bus that's makif roiv ha'etzem, or it's sufficient that Ba'etzim you have a hekif of Roi Ba'etzim, even though they're different chalokim. That was the first shayla. Misroises mahu. Let us see Rashi. Misroises mahu. Shoya habosor merudot v'kolosh. That means the bosor that is covering the etzim is like banged down. It's very thin. The kolosh, the choyfe is choyfe etzem, but it is not. It is not the full oivy. Not it was taken away from it, but it seems it was meruda. It was banged down. That it's very. The basar now is very thin. So the shaila is this sufficient to ensure that the etzem will be able to rejuvenate? Mismasmeis mahu. Mismasmeis, Rashi says, boso hanisha lekisi, the boso that is left over, nirka. It started rotting. So mamela, can this protect the etzem? These are the three shailot. So the Gemara says, eichi domi mismasmeis, what is the case of mismasmeis? So Rashi says, "Koydrei neitloi besakin kikteiras aruba." That means, if there's any of this bosor in a behemoth, so the roifer wants to make sure to get rid of this bosor because it's rotten, and he cuts it away to that new bosor. Should grow back, but this basar he takes away. Let us see Tosfos for 1 second. Nismas meis mal. So the Gemara wasn't poshut the shaila. So Tosfos says, "Hodom abeilu treifes nismas meis habasar rein oisi kilu einay." That means if the basar became nirkav, so it's not functioning anymore, so it's like it is not existent. So what is the shaila over here? So Taisu says, Einike goin bereye ubegidim shetreifeis toli behem. That means you need a complete reye, a complete gidim. So memele, if a chelik of the bosor is nirkav, so we're missing in the reye. Really, the treifes is totally in the etzem. The basar is only a machshir that the etzem should rejuvenate. Is avogav the nismas meis habasar shema dayin megid. So here, you cannot compare this to the Gemara in Neilut Zeis. So therefore, the Gemara was not poshut all these shailas. Iboilu. Now the Gemara clears another shaila. Nikev mahu. Now what is Nikev? So Rashi says, Iboilu nikev oisei boso Achayfe, nekev, achayfe, the basal that's chayfe, nekev, cotton, beloy chesaron. There's a small nekev, but there's no chesaron. Mal mihavi reyes oiloy. So I think the shayla of nekev is as follows. Before we had a shayla of mislake. And the case of mislake was, there was a shayla, do we need that the roiv basar should be the mokem echot, or you could be malaket it? Now, what is this new shayla of nikev? So that's the new shayla of nikev is that you have exactly roiv basar. And now that there is a nekev in the basar, you don't have roiv basar. You are missing roiv basar, but the nekev did not make a chesaron. That means all that you had till now, you still have. The nekev was not mechasa. The nekev was not mechasa the basa. It means you still have the basa that was there, but there's a nekev, so the basa that was there is pressed to the sides of where the nekev was. But I still have roi basa. So that is the shayla of the Gemara. Is this a reyese? Is it considered I still have roi basa? Since there's no chesorim, or it's considered I don't have roi basa, that is the shayla of the Gemara. Let us see the Gemara further. Now the Girsa goes, Nizdak mahu. Nizdak, so Rashi says, Abosa hanoiso lekisi mahu. What is the din if it was split before we cleared the shayla? If there was a nekev, and Rashi says a nekev cotton, there was no chesorin, and Mistam and now the Gemara is clearing if it was split the basa, it's also no chesorin, but could be for some reason nistak will be worse than nikev. That could be, so that's why that's the shayla of the Gemara. Let us go further. Niklav mahu. Niklav. Now, what is niklav? So Rashi says niklav mi'ala etzem oisei basar hachoyfe ve'enei dovuk be'etzem mahu. So l'chere, the shayla of niklav is as follows. That normally the basar is dovuk to the etzem, and this helps the etzem rejuvenate. What is if you peeled off the basar from the etzem? That means it's still there, but it's not dovuk to the etzem. Is there a chesaron? Niklav mahu me'al ha'etzem oise basar chayfe ve'nei dovuk be'etzem mahu. Im timtze loymar, so now Rashi will explain what the next shayla is. Im timtze loymar niklaf v'loy chesoren ha-bosar kosh. If you'll say that it is not necessary that the bosar has to be dovuk to the etzem, as long as the bosar is on the etzem, it's also sufficient. Is in Timtze Loimar that Niklav is kosher, Nitar Shlisha Tachtin Mal. What is if you have a layer of Bosa, which was over the Etzem, and you took off the bottom third of the Bosa? You have two thirds of Bosa, which are covering the Etzem. It's not double. Now here, it's worse than Niklav. Niklav is, it's lying on the etzem, but it's not attached to the etzem. Here, there's a space between the two-thirds of the boso and the etzem. Nito shlisha tachtein mal. Let us see Rashi. Nito shlisha tachtein shal oivi ha-boso samuch le-etzem. The thickness of the boso that is close to the etzem, that was removed. But they're over the etzem, but it's not touching the etzem. It is a space of aver between the top two thirds and the Yetzer. That was the last shaila. Nito shlisha tachtema. So the Mos says toshma or the last shaila we could be patient. The Omar Ula Omar Rabbi Yechanim, we had learned on daf I involve him at base. Oyer harei hu kebosa. That oyer could be megin, just like bosa could be megin. So the Gemara understood this memory of Ula. That Ula means that they peeled away the bosa. The oyer is hovering over the etzim, but there's a space of avir between the etzim and the oyer. So we see from Ula Rabbi Yochanan that it is not necessary for the oyer to touch the etzim as long as it's over the etzim. So Mamela over there speaking about that he removed the complete bosa. But only the oyer is left. And Ba'afal Pikain, Ula Rabbi Yochanan said it's kosher. So if he only removed the bottom third of the bosa and you have two thirds of the bosa left, Shazich be good. So the Gemara says, no, you're not learning the correct pshat in Ula. Dilme de kone mashcha didei. Let us see what Rashi says. Toshma, chode mahanich boy. We could be poishet one of these boys. Da omar Rabbi Yochanan oir hareyu kebosa. Rabbi Yochanan said oir hareyu kebosa. Alme. So if he says oir hareyu kebosa, that means that the whole bosa is missing. And all we have left is the oil. And from that wagon, it's good. Is alma nito shlisha tachtein. Venisha ha'irish ne shlishi oimdim koshkein the kosher. Here you have two thirds of the bosa left. So the Gemara says, dilma hosom the koner mashchadi day. No, you're not learning the correct pshat in Ulam Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe there he's speaking about shehechzik ha'oyer b'shaloi. There speaking about that the oyer is davuk in the yatsim. Klaima osam lavin nitel ha'boso mitachtov. V'oyer oymit ba'avir koma. There it's not speaking about that the boso was taken away and the oyer is ba'avir. Elokagoyin shenishbar ha'etzem b'shipuloi. They are speaking about that the etzem was broken on the bottom chelik of the sheik. Shu orum mi boso samoch la'akuv. There's no boso there whatsoever. There's only oil. She'ein sham el oil. Ba'oil dovek yofe. Ba'etzem ha'machzikei. So there's no raya whatsoever from Ulam Rabbi Yochanan that if there's a space in between, it can't be megan. There's no raya whatsoever. Amar Ravash, a new shaila. Ki havinon beira papai, iboilo, we asked a papai such a shaila. Nivtar kimin tabas, mau, let us see Rashi. The Rashi says, Nigdar haboso besakin mi'al hasheva be'igul. That means there, over the sheva, there was cut out the boso, that means a circle of boso was cut out over the sheva. Kimin taba. That means so over the sheva, there is nothing covering it. V'roive keifoi mechuse, but roive of the hekif of the etzem, is covered, but the, over the sheva alone, there's like a circle of basa was cut off, and that etzem, and that over the sheva, it's completely exposed. Mau, miyam rinin kiven nigdar be'ogul, since it was cut out like a circle, Shuveini mala ruchet, so that means mamish over the etzem. There is no bosa whatsoever, so I'll never hear. Oloyam rina, since roiv of the etzem is covered with baso, so mamele, it will grow back. So the Gemara answers, upeshatno, we were poishit modam of Yudha Marav, dover ze sha'alti la chachomim ve la reifim. He asked the chachomim and the reifim, ve omru, misartoi be'etzem umala aruche. So what does Rashi say? Misartoi be'etzem da'almet. That means, we have here, surrounding the Sheva, we have here a circle, we have here a circle of basa was cut out. That means the Sheva Ha'etzim is exposed. Now, the sides of the circle which are surrounding the Sheva, Mistama harden up. And that would make it that it won't grow together. So they said, an Eitzah, you take another bone. We'll see why we take a bone. You take another bone and you scratch or prick the basa around the circle. That'll make it bleed and that will induce that it should start growing again. That means it seems the outer edges of the circle dried up already and they would not grow by themselves. So if you'll induce it to bleed, misarte be'etzem umala aruch. Let's see what Rashi says. Misarte be'etzem da'alme. You take another bone, umitaych shu moitzi dam, and you prick it and you scratch it till blood should come out from the surrounding bosa. Mischaber abosa. So the bosa eventually will come together. That is what the reifim do. But if you'll take a knife and try to do this, in order to make the blood to come out, is this makes indentations in the basa, it pains the mach and it seems, this will not help to induce that it should grow back together. Amarapope, who the kona garma dide, who the kona garma dide, that this is only good shanaroyim she'etzem machzik b'shaloi svivais akdeira, that means around the circle, the basa is doubled to the etzem. Midva ke etzem le basa. V'simin ascholas alois aruchei. But it seems if it's not doubled, it will not be able to grow back together. Let us see Rashi. Taisvis. The kone mashcha didei. The kundus goes betalit. Didei, v'rach v'ritana goris b'reish, v'kona mashcha rirei. Perish ririm, there's a certain moisture, leicha shaloi, that's coming out from the oir, shows, medavik boi ha'oir o'mala boi aruche. Let us go further. Just like to mention the Shikol Ha'ore, you have to know what the difference is between Mislakeit in this case. Perhaps Mislakeit, you have over the Sheva also some Boso. The whole problem is there's no Chibur between the Chetichas of Boso. Here the Loshon of Rashi would seem Nigdach HaBosom Mi'al HaSheva Be'igol. It seems perhaps the Mokim HaSheva is completely not covered at all. Perhaps this is worse. Zok the Mishnah Vayta. HaSheichet Es HaBahimeh V'motzo Bo Shilya. He finds in the Behemoth, he finds the placenta. and he was speaking about, he doesn't see a blood. There's no blood. So we have to assume, I will have later, that ain shulya b'blei blood. The zikha, if there was a placenta that was created through the evil, so the zikha was a blood also. Where is the blood? So the blood is nimuach. It melted, it disintegrated. But the zikha was a blood. So now the shaila is, he's allowed to eat this shilya, just like we have when you shech the aim. So the blood inside becomes mutar b'achila. So if you shech the aim and you don't find the blood inside, you find a shilya, which is the placenta together with a blood mochui. Umotza b'achilya. So the shchita was mata, the shilya that's inside. But it's not too tempting. It doesn't taste too good. Is nefesh hayoka teichlan. If a person, he can eat it, he's allowed to eat it. That means, shouldn't be about the shaktsu. Let's see what Rashi says. Nefesh hayoka shein datay kotzebo machmes mius. If it doesn't bother him, he's allowed to eat it. Became huta al yedei shchita saim. Techlen Rashi says, "Lamrinen eve minachayu, shegam hi niteres b'shchita saim." The shilya together with the blood mochi becomes huta al yedei shchita saim. Now, ve'ena metama loy tumas oichlim v'loy tumas nevelus. Now, this shilya does not have a shame oichol. Because it's not oimid lachila, v'lo tumas nevelis, and doesn't have it. If the behemah had died, if the aim had died, so even though the basar of the aim is metamek azayis of a basar nevelis, metamek tumas nevelis, but this shilya doesn't have a teiras basar, so maybe it's not metamek tumas nevelis. Chishev oleho, what if he was machashev to eat it? He decided to eat the shilya. Is mitma tumas oichlim. So his machshava gives it a shame oichel. Avoloi tumas nevelas. But it's not a nevela. A nevela, you need the basar. The basar a nevela is metame. So memela, since over here, it doesn't have a teiras basar. So memela, so it's not metame, even though the tchishev olof chishev cannot give it a shame bosa, chishev will give it a shame oichel, but not a shame bosa. Let us see Rashi. Ve'ena mitmo de loich shiva oichel, not called an oichel. Leitumis nevelis imesa beheime chishev le lachilo. Mitmo tumas oichlim im noge betumit the machshove mash vilei oichel. He intends to eat it, so gives it a shame oichel. Avoloi tumas nevelis. The lav bosa hu. It's not bosa elo kishar oichel ba'amo. It's up to Mishnah Baita. Shilya sheyotsasa miktasa. A mitzas of the shilya went out of the behemah, loiv is in the behemah, and now he shechted the aim. Is asure b'achile, so the chelik of the shilya that is inside now does not become mutter through the shchita aim. Why? Because I say simen vlad be'ishe, v'simen vlad be'behemah. So let's see what Rashi says. So Rashi says, Asure ba'achila, it's also ba'achila. Ba'av agav deloi nofek ela pulte. So why is it also ba'achila like this? We had by Avlad, if Roiv goes out or the Roish goes out, so then we say it's called, so the inside is called Yolud. But if only a pulte went out, so why is the inside also? V'leka le'meima kol michri Avlad ho'yosham. We can't assume that the whole vlad was nichlal in the mitzvahs that went out. But shema ba'isai mitzvahs yotza reisha vlad. But maybe the reisha vlad went out with this mitzvahs. Rehu kiyola, that means even though a puta went out, but could be the reish of the vlad, even though now it's mochri, but could be the reish of the vlad was in this mitzvah. And if the reish of the vlad is in this mitzvah, so it's called that the whole vlad mochri was neilad already. So if it's neilad already, so then the shechita sahim can't help. Zot the Mishnah weiter. Now the Rashi is in Simen Vlad. Beish is Simen Vlad Bebei. He says, a Shulya is a Simen Vlad Beish, and it's a Simen Vlad Bebei. Hama Vakeres Shehi Pilo Shulya. A Beheime that was Hama Vakeres, that means it did, as yet did not give birth. Shehi Pilo Shulya. And then it was Mapel a Shulya. So the shaila is, does this shilya have kedushas bechir? Let us just mention what the Gemara says on Amud Beis. So the emison, if we would know that this shilya was a zocha, now it's mochi, we can't figure out at all what the vlad was. If we would assume that this vlad was a zocha, so then it has kedushas bechir. So then there'd be a din. So you have to be mekabelet, because it has kedushas bechir. But since we don't know if it was a zocha or a nekeved, we'll see in the Medbeis, there's a third tzad. There's a tzad, maybe it was a nidme. A nidme means that an eis had a demus rochel, or rochel had a demus eis. And we have a locha that a filu with a zocha, it's also doesn't have kedushas bechir. So I have here now roif, Stodim, it doesn't have kedushas bechir. The meat stodim, maybe it's a nidme. And I feel it's not a nidme, so I have maxis chorim, max in the cave. So I have here, roif stodim, it doesn't have kedushas bechir. So memele, amavakeres, shihipilo shilyo. So since I have roif stodim, that this shilya does not have kedushas bechir, yashlichan olik lovim. There's no need to bury it. You can give it to Klop. Ube Mekdoshim, but what if I have, let us say, I have a Shlomim, and a Shlomim was Mapil Shilya, is Memele, so here I don't have the Reif Tzedodim Lahokul. That means, if it's a Zocha, it's Kedusha Shlomim, it's in the cave of Kedusha Shlomim. So memele, so the blood is a kedusha, is tikover. So you mechuyev to be mekabaret. Now anudim, we're speaking about kvurim ben koivrin oisa beproshes brochim. Mon is not koiver ashilya beproshes brochim. Vein toilen oisa be'ilon, and you don't hang it over an ilon, mibnei darkei o amoiri. This is another halacha. Now let us say what Rashi says. Let's see what Rashi says. Amavakeres, ze petarechem shalom. This is the petarech. But it's a shilya. The shilya is a petarech. Mishash lichano leklovim, she'ein bo kedushe, because I can assume there's no kedushe. Da'av al gav de'in shilya b'loy vlad. Even though it's icha vlad to lechayr, it's a sofik zocha or sofik nekeve. Hoche rube lav vas migdashi. But here have roit stodim that this shilya does not have dushas b'chir. The dilmen nekeve have kidle kamam b'gmore. I don't really understand what the Rashi meant. The Nekeva doesn't make it a roif. It's a Nekeva and a Nidme. But the Mekdoshim, Kigoyim Behemash, Shlomim, Shepila, Shilya, Tikover, Bekiven, Be'en Shilya, Beloy Vlad. Since Ein Shilya, Beloy Vlad, Kitcha, so this Shilya, Zicha Kodesh, the Be'en Zocha, or Be'en Nekeva, the Nofik, Mi Behemash, Hagdish Kodesh. I mean, this is a lot kodshim, so memela it is kodesh. Now, we're speaking about a kvura of a shulya, one should not be a kabaret the precious drochim. Mokim shadrochim misparshim lishnaim, a place where it's a crossroads. V'derech amenachshim l'kaivreishom, shloitapel oit. It seems there was some sort of a segula, that if a behemoth was mapala shilya, there was a segula to ensure that it should not be mapala again. If you buried it in the crossroads, that was a segula. So this is darkei amoiri, this is not permissible, and in the safe of the sugya we'll see when certain things are permissible and when they're not permissible. Darkei amoiri, nechesh, chsiv leisase kemaseya. Zog te gemore. Mino hani mili, ketono rabono, Kol behema techeilu, l'rabbeis es ha-shilya. So l'chayre, this is the first halach of the Mishnah. Ha-sheikh is es ha-behema, o-motza bo-shilya, she allowed to eat it. And the Pasuk says, l'chayre says, kol behema techeilu, mafres parse, so l'chayre the shilya is not a mafres parse, it's not, but it says, kol behema techeilu, so the kol is inclusive. The girl comes to tell us the shuli is also mutter. So that's a shaykhet as heima um mutter bo shuliya. Nefesh ayofat as a mutter, krems mutter beshchites haim, because kol is marbe the shuliya of the behemoth. Yachel afilo yotzeso miktsosa. Now we hear the next bov in the Mishnah, shuliya sheyotzeso miktsosa, asura bachilo. Yachavul yotzus omiktsosa. Talmud loyma oisa. Oisa v'loy shil yosa. There's a miyat oisa teichelu v'loy shil yosa. But the Gemara asks, Mechdei ein shilya v'loy vlad. There's ein shilya v'loy vlad lomba likro. So the Gemara says, Kro asmach tabalme. Now, we'll first see Rashi, and then we'll try a little to elaborate on this sugya. Lama likra lemeima v'loy shul yosa, oisa v'loy shul yosa. Pshita da'asura, d'shema yosa avlad. Maybe the vlad came out, maybe the roish came out, v'reyu ki yola. V'shulya basrei ozla, and the shulya is nigra bosa the vlad. V'loy shirisa b'shchita, and the shchita will not be matter the shilya. So why do you need a pasuk? Tumor says, asmachta ba'alme, drosha chita also, the ois is really not coming to tell us that the shilya is also. It's coming to tell us, drosha chita also ikir kro, l'chaytach min ha-tchoyl, min ha-kloy, is kudom alo bepirk, in the beginning of the perek we had, that oisa teichelu, if the behema is complete, a chelik was not cut off from the behema. The chelik was cut off from the behema, not latit that chelik, even though it's in the behema, it's pa behema, no oisa, it can only be eaten if the behema, if that is complete. If a chelik was cut off from the behema, then you not eat that chelik. Only drubber is mutter, not a chelik of the behema. Now, we have to understand, this is a very difficult Gemara. I found that Teferes Yaakov asks two kashas on this Gemara. Now, the Rehitis Loshin, the Gemara says, Lama Likro, I have a posik Yotzuso Miktsoso, so the din is that what? That it's also. Rashi says, Pshitidasur, Vishema Yotzah Hablat, Vareyu kiyolot. It's poshet that you're not allowed. Vishulya basrei ozlo. The shulya is nigra bosa the vlad. So maybe the vlad came out already. So I need a poshet to tell me the shulya is ozlo. So he says this about nakasha task. I mean, without the poshet, so it's also a tzofik. Maybe Yotze Sovla. Maybe lo Yotze Sovla. And what if we hold the Sofik Daraisa Lekula? So then we'll say it's Mutter. So, and Apul Yot Sofik Daraisa is also Zosa Misofik. So here's a Befeirish Yisa, Oysa Teichelu. Oysa Beloishu Yotze. Whatever the Posik is telling us, and you can ask Akasha, why need a Posik? She need a Posik. Without the Posik, it'll only be Yosem Misofik, and the Yosofik the Aisha Lekulos will be Mutam in HaTeire. Naev Amiut V'Teire's Vadei Oysa Teichele V'Loishu Yosem, not Latif Yishun. That's one Kasha. Then he asks another Kasha. That means, from the Ritas Loshen of Rashi, Pshita Dasura, the Shema Yotza Havlat. So we say the shuli is also because maybe the vlad came out. Now, if the vlad came out, so the vlad is also because the vlad came out. Let's say the vlad came out, the roish came out. So then the vlad is also. So it's not a din oisa teichelu v'loishu yosa. In this case, if the whole iser is, if the vlad came out, that's why I want to ask the Shulya, because the Shulya is Nigra Bosa, the Vlad. If the Vlad came out, so the Vlad is also Bosa. There's no din, Oitso Veloishu Yosa. Just like the Bahim is also the Vlad, the Shulya is also. We're not differentiating between the Bahim and the Shulya. The Trash is, from Rashi seems to be saying, if the Vlad came out, so the Shulya is also, because the Shulya is the same din of the Vlad. Fine. So that means that the Shulya is like the Vlad, just like the Vlad is also, so the Shulya is also. The Pasuk doesn't say that. The Pasuk says, the Vlad is Mutter, and the Shulya is also. Ois otei chelu, amiyus veloi Shulya also. So what's Pshat in the Gemara? What is Pshat the Gemara? So the Tiferes Yaakov wants to say, we see the Gemara gives a shtikel akdome. Mechdei ein shulya v'loy vlad lo maliko. When the Gemara is takashe, I mean, if there would be such a concept of yes, shulye beloy vlad, there's such a thing, if a shulye with a vlad, a shulye without a vlad, then it would be moiredik. So then we hear like this. If you have a shulye with a vlad, so just like the vlad is mutter, so the shulye is also mutter, right? Oisa veloi shulyosa. If you only have a shulya without a vlad, so then the shulya is also. Then it'll be beautiful. Then these two droshes stim, these two dinim, a shulya with a vlad, the shulya is the same heter of the vlad. A shulya without a vlad, so the shulya is also. Oisa, the drash is meyredik, mamish meyredik. But the Gemara says, but that's, let's face facts. Mechdei ain shulya veloi vlad. There's no such thing that is a shulya without a vlad. So the shulya is with a vlad. So mamela, so how could you differentiate the, that's good with Shad the Gemara's Kasha. So how could you differentiate between the shulya and the vlad? That means, if you're to some exosa, so if you're chayish, that the roish came out, so just like the vlad is also, so the shulya is also. If you're not chayish, that the roish came out, so just like the vlad is mutter, so the shulya is mutter. Where do you have such a case to tell me that he wants to say that's good with shat the gemara's kasha? Since ain't shulya below vlad, so you don't have a case to tell me that the shulya should be also and the vlad should be mutter. Either both are also or both are mutter. If a little came out, so both are also. If nothing came out, so both are mutter. But where did that, that's good of Shad the Gemara's Kasha, and it could be, and but the Kasha is based because ain't shulya below vlad. So,
So you can't have that there should be a difference between the shuya and the blood. Look the Gemara weiter. Beine mitma, we hear over here that a shuya is not metama to mesoichlim, unless chishibolo. Boy, Rav Yitzchak bar Nafcha, oich hamor sheshol koimal. What is if a person cooked for a long time the skin of a hamor? Mal, what is it? Tumor says, lamai. What are you clearing? Ila tumas oichlin. If you clear, does it have a tumas oichlin? Becomes edible already. That's your shayla. Tanina, we learned about this already. This is not a shayla, this we learned. Ila tumas nevelis. If you claim tumas nevelis. Tanina, we also learned. So what's the shayla? Now the Gemara elaborates. Tumas oichlin besanyam. Ha'ir vashil yam. Ein mitmoin tumas oichlin. Oir is not mitama tumas oichlin. Oir she sholkai. But if he cooked oil, vashil yeshechi shabula, matama tumas oichlin. So it is matama tumas oichlin. So mamela, so tumas oichlin, it has a teiris oichl. If you cook it, it's edible. Tumas nevelis nami, if you climb a shayla through the shleike, she get it in boso, nami tanina. Beneblosa, veloi boi, veloi ba tumas, veloi begin, veloi be kanaim, veloi be tlofayim. That it says, V'loi Bo'er is coming to tell us that a fellow he cooked it very long, and he put spices there also. So also doesn't get a Teres Bosa. It does not get a Teres Bosa. And Tumas Nevela was only said, if it has a Teres Bosa. So we have enough in the din, doesn't get a Teres Bosa. It's Wishleike. So what is your Shailem? If he was Sholak, what is your Shaila if he was Sholak, the Oyer of a Hamur, of Tumas Oichlim, Makabo Tumas, of Tumas Nebele, it's not Tama Tumas Nebele. So the Gemara says, Lanitzro Shason Sike Kedeir, Oyer Oilam Tumas Oichlim, Vishani Oyer Hamur de Mois. Here there's a new factor. That's Sikha Bosa never becomes. No, but the din is that it's Makabal Tumas Oichlim if you were Shailik at Harbe. But here the Shaila is, but since it's most, the Erev HaChamer is most, it could be, it won't get a shame Oichel a Filu to Shleika Harbe. That is the Shaila of the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Sheshalkai bishle harbe moi. Ilu tumas oichlem im nasa oichol etami tumas oichlem. We learned it. Ilu tumas nebeil im nasa bosa lichoshev ke nebeil ke niblas achamoy ratmo. Nitzah hametina davada ila bosa nina. We learned. Shanasa tzikek deira bishle harbe im tavlem. Lo ilam u tumas oichlem. Umi mas nisun la yibshita dohosam oir sheshalkai tanya. Boy, by my hair is kamaire, there is to my soichlin. Aber euer hamoir mois. Euer hamoir is mois, so could be there, it's not makabel to my soichlin. That's the shayla, so it can't be poishere. That's the shayla. Shilya sheyotze so, we have a din, that she shot some mitzosa asura bachila. Simim vlad bish, simim vlad behemoth. So he said, if the mitzvahs went out, I have to be chayish. Maybe in the mitzvahs that went out, there's a, the roish of the vlad. So the vlad is called yolud. So just like the shechita does not help on the vlad, it doesn't help on the shul. Amar rabbeloso, loishonu oshein imo vlad. That means, when we open up the behemoth, there's not another vlad. That means there's only the shilya, which is mochui. We have, and some amela, so we have a klala in shilya below vlad. So we have to be chayish that perhaps the chalik that went out of the shilya, the mitzvah, it was the roish of the vlad, it was mochui, that it made it yolod already, and therefore the shilya is also.
But what is when we find in the aim of Lot, a real God with the Loisha in Luboy, Loisha with Luboy is Lufnim. So then, Avul Yesh im Avlad, and Choshishin Levlad Acher. Let's see what Rashi says. The Rashi, Arshain im Avlad Ba'oisha Shebefnim. That means Mitzvahs of the Shulia went out Bechut. Mitzvahs went out Befnim. And now I have a shaila, that which went out, another Vlad Bifnim. Rabbi Lozor said, I find a real Vlad Bifnim. So then, I assume that the Shilya is from this Vlad. I don't play they were twins. That means you could look at it in two ways. You could say that maybe this Shilya had a Vlad Mochus. And the Mechamixus went out, so this Shilya is also. I find another blood inside the behemoth. Maybe the shilya of the second blood became mochi. So the placenta became mochi. I have another blood there. So memele, so if I would say this, so then I stick with the halach of the Mishnah. Shilya sheyotzeh so miktoso. It's also because I assume that this shilya had a blood mochi. Now you have to be chayish that the Rosh came out, Pishas, the Mikus of the Shilya came out. I see another Vlad, that's a second Vlad. It could be there was another Shilya also, and that Shilya was Mochi, and that Shilya was Yosef. So Abelosa says, now, don't think, if you see a Vlad inside, so don't think there were twins, and the Shilya of the second Vlad was Mochi, and this is a shilya of and the first shilya, the uber was mochi of the first shilya memelet also. Don't think such things. If you see a vlad inside, so you attribute that this shilya is the shilya of that vlad, and I see clearly that there was no yetzias haroish, because the roish is inside, and therefore shalom ayisrael, so kaponim, the shilya that's inside will be mutter. That's what, let's again see Rashi. Arshainim of Vlad ba'oisa shebifnim. The shilya that's bifnim, there's no Vlad there. Avoyeshim of Vlad, v'roina n'roisha v'rubilifnim, and choishishim shema oitoya Vlad acher. Maybe there was another Vlad, imze. V'yotso. V'shilya zu shaloi. Maybe there was another Vlad. V'yotza v'shilyezu shaloi, and this is the shilya of that vlad, in the yotza with the mitzvahs that came out. V'shilyezu shaloi, v'zeshe b'fnim, and that what I find of vlad b'fnim, k'ma yotza so shil yotza, could be the shilya of the second vlad came out already. U'mikom b'okim shilyezu asure, shemesh of vlad acharoi, so maybe there was a second vlad, And the second vlad was, I see one vlad, I see Rosh Shavuot of one vlad, but could be there was a second vlad. So, and therefore, I have to ask for the shilya, and so forget, Rabbi Lazar says, you don't ask for the shilya, because I don't assume that there was more than one blood. I see one blood, I assume this is the shilya of that blood did not go out, in Shalom al Yisrael. That's what Rabbi Lozor says. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, bein ein imo blood, bein yesh imo blood, choshishin levad acher. Say there is a blood, say there's not a blood, you always chaysh levad acher. I'm afraid, maybe in the shilya that went out, there was a blood mochui, so Mamela will ask the shilya. That is the machlokes of Allah and Rabbi Yehuda.